Hey, After Buzzers, it's Monday night, and you know what that means. Tonight was Dancing with the Stars. Come on back and let us know what you thought of tonight's elimination and see if your favorites are headed to the finals.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know, maybe our moves were hopefully a little smoother than Bonner's tonight. Ooh, the shade tonight. Shady tea.
That's going to be your name tonight.
Shady. Ooh, I like it. Everyone was a little feisty tonight on Dancing with the Stars, so I'm just bringing the energy into the room here at AfterBuzz. But I can't believe, you guys, that we are already down to the semifinals. We found out which four couples will be in the semifinals. Mm-hmm. And we have so much to talk about because there were two rounds of competition. First, I'm going to introduce myself. I'm your host, Tara Tenner. You can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenner. And here's my lovely lady, TK.
Hey, what's up? My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad.
That's right. Okay, let's dive right in. So tonight, there was one elimination and two rounds of competition. They did a trio round.
Yes, for the I actually liked round. That trio round.
I liked that too. There was a couple surprises, though. Can't wait to get... Let's talk first, though, with the first round of competition.
Okay.
And the first up was Rashad Jennings and Emma Slater. They did a jive performance to... Shake Your Tail Feather by the Blues Brothers.
I thought she was going to do, and I don't think this song would have been right for the dance anyway, but I would have been excited to see it anyway, is Shake Your Tail Feather, the Diddy song.
Me too.
I think that's like in the like 2000s or something. I would have been interested to see what that looked like, but it's like, yeah, okay, we can roll with this.
I know. I actually, when I had looked up ahead of time what the songs were going to be, and I was sort of like, what? I didn't know that the Blues Brothers did that. I just had only heard that other version. So I was like, oh, this is a little different.
Yeah.
But Rashad is obviously one of our favorites. We love Rashad and Emma. They have a great partnership. He got some mixed feedback from the judges. They were really slamming him for his feet or lack thereof.
I just think his I was kind of disappointed. In the performance, it was just kind of like they wanted to obviously kind of get that those tens, and this performance, like definitely his feet were off, and it felt he just didn't connect with the dance. So I don't know if it was the song or how the dance was too fast. It was just kind of when it started going, I was just like, oh, this is not gonna. The outcome is not going to be too good.
Yeah, especially for a jive, which is usually so high energy with like really good flow, and it was kind of a little choppy.
And he's done the previous times he's done jive before, it was pretty good.
Right.
So I don't know if it was just the combination of everything or the pressure, the added pressure. Now you have another person adding to the mix. The dance is all this other stuff, but yeah, it was kind of one of those things where you expected so much from him.
Absolutely.
And, you know, to kind of put out those numbers, and it's just like, oh no, like I just saw it like crumbling. I was like, oh, it's like you're going for like the touchdown and he just didn't catch the ball.
Fell short of the end zone.
Damn it. So yeah.
I know, right? Well, and then also too, it's like you watch the package, and tonight the pros picked the song to represent what they thought of their celebrity partner.
Right.
And sort of you get all just warm and fuzzy watching it.
Right.
Like, she just really described him so well. I don't know if I really got, like, the song choice for... I mean, I agreed with everything she was saying about him having, like, such good energy and charisma and stuff. But, yeah, maybe it was just, like, a mix.
I don't know. I felt like the pros, they picked songs that talked about their partner's personalities and not tied in their personalities to the songs that they like. Like, you know, there's a song that you connect with and you like, then there's that more emotion to it, that connection to it there than you see it on stage.
Right.
But if it's a song that kind of describes you and you don't really connect to it, and then you add like a dance and then the pressure, it's just like, oh, like, you know,
And also I think like the audience too appreciates that. Like when it's a song that everyone knows or has some sort of like memory or emotion associated with it, it's easier to sort of hop on the bandwagon.
I don't know.
And then they had that, I don't know, we were kind of commenting when we were watching the performance, and they had that lift that didn't look like I don't know. Executed correctly, but no one really talked about
it. Nobody really talked about it. I don't know. I don't know. That, I don't even want to say what I said, but it just didn't.
What did you say again?
Balls to the face. It didn't. Whatever. Yeah, we'll just move on.
All right. Yeah. I know, but they actually, I will say though, like, props to them for being like true for performers.
Yeah.
Because they just sort of rolled with it.
Yeah. I mean, if it was supposed to, like, I don't know. This was very.
But did you agree with the scores? Like, nines across the board on that performance?
I don't know. I almost think it could have been, like, there could have been at least an 8 in there. Like, I feel like...
Oh, you thought the score should have been lower?
Yeah, not all of them. I just, I felt like they're judging according to the person's potential or the person's ability and what they've shown.
Yeah.
And it's, like, if you notice, like, Carrie Ann, she kind of is harder on the people that has a better ability. I don't know.
Absolutely.
So it just seems like she's tougher on those folks. Therefore, the score should, you know, show it. And it just felt like Rashad could have done so much better. And, you know, I would have given him an 8. But he redeemed himself.
Yeah. Which, you know, his second performance was
amazing.
By far.
So.
Way better. And, yes, totally a standout. But another standout performance was the second performance of the night. Normani and Val with their contemporary To Freedom by Anthony Hamilton and Elena Boynton, which...
I thought this was going to be a different song, too. When he said Freedom, I don't know if this is the name of the song, but I thought of Beyonce. She had a song, she had a chorus. I don't know if that's the correct song, but she had a chorus, Freedom, off her Lemonade album. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this would be amazing, because I kind of, like, after seeing the package, I was like, this is amazing, it'll tie into everything. I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
This is cool. But the way they danced, I think that song from Beyonce would have fit perfectly in it. So I don't know. And oh, I mean, really? she ended up getting 10s across the board anyway. Mm-hmm. And that performance was amazing. I got goosebumps and, you know, I definitely felt everything that she was like kind of going through. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of like, I kind of would have, that song from Beyonce, I kind of almost want to mute out that and just see how it would work out. But that's the song I thought of. But, you know.
I feel like, isn't that song in... what is that movie? It's in
the song that they played tonight.
Yeah, it's in a movie. It's in I'll think of it. But it's
you know, blurted out like 30 minutes later.
I'll think of it. But no, yeah, I totally remember it from some movie, so I sort of recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, she's just stunning, and I thought that her portrayal of like the struggle and like cyberbullying, and I was so surprised.
Yeah,
like first when she
I actually looked up the whole issue because I thought it was something like, you know, like a something she said incorrectly or people misconstrued. And from what I got from it, from my little bit of research, it was around the same time that Lisa Leslie was getting bullied. Is it Lisa Leslie? No, it's Lisa. She was in Ghostbusters. Leslie Jones.
Yeah.
She went off Twitter at the same time. And what happened prior to that, they were at a radio interview, and Normani was asked to say, like, compliment one of her, the members of Fifth Harmony. And she kind of, like, stumbled. She didn't know what to say. And then she ended up saying something, and then everybody took it as, like, a diss. And then, you know, it snowballed. And, you know, they were saying all, and then we saw the package. Oh, because
she was sort of caught off guard by the question.
Right. So if somebody asked me, like, oh, what do you think of whoever? And you're like, you're trying to think of something. And
yeah.
So.
What do you think of your co-host? Oh, I can't think of anything.
Yeah. And it just, and I listened to it, and it was just like, oh, this doesn't. But of course, if you're a super fan, you know, you might take, you know, issue with that.
Yeah. So. That's really too bad, too, because. I'm sure that she took that extra personally because you can tell that all the members of that group are so close.
Right.
And she obviously probably didn't mean that personally at all. But, yeah, people are brutal on the internet. And that's – I love that she sort of called out that experience because it's so relevant to everything that's going on right now. So I feel like her performance tonight just spoke to so many people.
Yeah.
And it was just – but I loved what I think – I think Julianne said this, or Julianne or Carrie Ann was talking about how, I mean, obviously she was healed, you know, by going through that struggle, but it was almost like she gained additional healing and like doing the dance performance. Yeah. And it was closure for her, which I felt that watching it.
Yeah, it was definitely, it's one of those, I don't know, it's when she was even going through, like going through the package and the, definitely with the dance mm-hmm. and everything that's been going on, you know, within the last 2 years as far as like race relations. And then, you know, how she described everything that, you know, it's one thing, she's in the public eye. So no matter what you do, there's going to be people who dislike you, people who like you. But when you throw in, you know, racial slurs and then hanging and stuff like that, where it's just over and beyond, I mean, that's, it's crazy. And the fact that she right. can bounce back from that and, you know, go out and then put herself on, again, on a different stage in front of folks that probably, you know, knew of her but didn't really know her as a mm-hmm. person is, you know, commendable. Because now mm-hmm. she's putting herself out there again.
Right. So, and I'm sure it took a lot for her to really overcome that whole situation mm-hmm. and really, like, just so consistently portray her just, like, super sexy, confident 20-person persona, which mm-hmm. she does so well because it's genuine. It's, like, amazing for somebody that's that confident to really, like, show, you know, anything that they're insecure about or show this vulnerability.
Right.
I mean, I feel like that performance probably maybe made her win Dancing with the Stars.
I was kind of wavering between a couple of folks, and of course, I wasn't here last week, but I was really mm-hmm. shocked. Oh my gosh, it was Nancy that went home last week.
Right.
I was really shocked that Nancy went home, and yeah. I thought she was going to kind of make it into this one, and you know. So as far as performances and who I think is going to be, you know, pushed to the top, she's been doing tens. Like, she has that balance of showing the emotion, executing yeah. the performance, and then still, you know, having it all together. Because even at the end of the performance, she was, like, tearing up.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's just great performer all around.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's hard, too, because she started out, like, in a tier above most people in terms of her dance ability and mm-hmm. performance. Like, how she just delivers the performance. So I was sort of just not sure if what her growth journey would be
right.
like, or if she would even really be able to get that much better. But it's unbelievable, like, thinking back to the beginning of the season, and I think that she's been so consistent
yeah.
and just getting better. And I think that her tens are for sure deserved.
Yeah, she definitely has the skill set. I think what she allowed America to do was see her.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes the difference, because when you can see that, now it's it probably would have been the same performance, but now you're right. connected to her, now you're invested.
Right.
So now you feel a different way mm-hmm. and, you know, everything is...
Right, and also now she's so much more relatable mm-hmm. to people. And and by the way, the movie is Django that this song is from.
I knew it was going
to happen. Just wanted to clear that up before we moved on.
Oh,
I
thought of it in my head.
And then the next performance wasn't quite as smooth. Balner, Bolton, and Sharna did their Argentine tango. I loved that. I love that song, though. We were commenting on
mm-hmm.
that.
Believer, I do like that song.
By Imagine Dragons. And actually, I mean, he's been a little, like, spotty for me, like, throughout the season. I mean, he's had, like, some pretty good performances and some okay performances. And there's really, for me personally, there hasn't been a lot of steady growth or direction. It's
right.
been a little all over the map. And I thought that he did seem like he came out strong and confident, but I think that you can tell that this experience is wearing on him.
I mean
how can it not?
It's just asking somebody to do something that, one, their body
doesn't want to do
or can't do.
Yeah.
So you're asking somebody to do that, and then, you know, the fact that he's an athlete, you know, he's putting even more pressure on himself because he's expecting his body to perform.
Right.
So, you know, that's definitely that wears on you where you're like, I can do this. Your mind's telling you, but your body's like, yeah, no, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're asking him to, you know, I think there was this, something mentioned, the arm placement and kind of being fluid. And it's like, he just can't do that.
Yeah.
And you can see the inner struggle with that. But I mean...
Yeah.
As far as Shady goes, Len tonight was
had
on a
no
whole
filter.
Whole another level of, like, he's always kind of been straight shooter, but he was throwing out those daggers, and I was like, oh man, like, I wouldn't, yeah.
Well, I know. I mean, when Len made his comment about how it was Marika's fault, basically, that he was even in this situation.
I don't and think
that
he should be there.
Gone too far in the competition. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how anybody would recover from that kind of comment.
Right.
That was pretty brutal.
But I mean, if you watch it after, like if you were to sit back, if you're the performer and you were to watch that comment after, you realize that it's kind of true. Like say if he were let go last week and Nancy would have made it through. That would have been understandable because it's like, okay, well, I've gone as like, I mean, I've been in the lower part of the pack pretty much every week. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that would have been understandable, whereas Nancy's kind of been in the middle. So, you know, for you to luck out and then get to this point because of America and then you to be sent home, it's just almost...
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know if that should really be Len's role to be sort of like giving
I think he said he's 76. People at that age don't...
I know, but he's also on TV and like knows like... That's going to be retweeted.
I like the shade. It was hurtful, but I like the shade. And it was honest. It wasn't like he wasn't telling the truth.
Yeah, he was honest. But, I mean, actually, though, Bonner, you know, when he was interviewed right after that, definitely came back with, like, very eloquent, humble answer. There was no, like, defensive or... like anger coming from him. He was
unlike
very...
Simone. Oh my gosh, we have to talk about that one. That was tweetable.
Well, she's next up on our list. Oh, yes, gosh. Simone Biles and Sasha doing their foxtrot to "What Makes You Beautiful" by One Direction, and she wasn't too hot on that song choice at first, as we saw in the package. I don't know. I feel like we saw like a completely different side to her tonight.
Sassy,
but also like, you know, she's always so like happy-go-lucky and poised and peppy, and I sensed like some irritation from her because I think she's frustrated because she feels like she can't give the judges the depth that they want.
Right. Like, you can only give what you know, and like, you can't teach certain things unless you experience it, which is, I think I said that in like the first probably the second episode or something. So it's just kind of like, you know, so the people in the live chat, they're saying what Simone said, smiling doesn't get you gold medals. Tweetable, tweet-worthy.
Right, but I mean, exactly. That was like her passive aggression. Even like they panned Sasha's face and he was sort of like a deer in headlights, like, whoa, well, I didn't expect her to say that.
I mean, when you keep on like poking somebody who's put in the work. It's one thing to poke somebody who's like lazy, right? But when you keep poking somebody who's kind of put in, is been putting the work and works hard, and you know, she's had this much success, and to put her in a situation like, you know, you're telling me to do something that I have no experience in, and I can't get the tools that you want at this moment to do that because that's a life experience thing, then, you know, but that. I think for her in the last couple of weeks, she was kind of taking that in. It's like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to be polite. But then it's like, okay, there's nothing I can do. Therefore, I'm just going to show you.
Right.
You know, kudos to her. I love it.
I know. I actually kind of liked the, like, feistiness we saw sort of emerge from her. And I like that she sort of finally said something instead of just smiling and saying, okay, you know. But
the performance was great too, because I know people get on us on the comments like, "Why don't you talk about the dances?" I love her.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, I actually did. I thought that the performance was really like fun and endearing, and I don't know. I guess I mean obviously like to judge someone on artistry is such a like subjective topic.
Yeah,
it's obviously like a lot of it is on, you know, your technical dance background and also just personal opinion.
Yeah.
And I always think she dances with a lot of emotion. Normally it's like happy emotion. And I thought that that really came through in her foxtrot. And she did have really pretty lines.
Yeah. I think any of the dances where it has to do with where it's a happy dance, it's not required something like, you know, sensual. Mm-hmm. She does, like, as far as executing the steps, she's always going to get that. That's why I think the judges were kind of like, well, you can't say every week, oh, the technique was great. So that's why they were getting on her with the emotion part. Mm-hmm. Because she executes the steps, like, perfectly.
Right.
So it's just kind of like...
Well, they said almost too perfectly, right?
Yeah, and then I think Carrie Ann said, like, you know, she wants her to, like, hold the... Like, well, there's, like, the little beat in music where you could either, or even when you speak, it's somebody you can kind of speak.
Draw it out.
Yeah, draw it out and kind of gauge the crowd, draw out the emotion, or you can just get it all out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's, you know, I think that's what Carrie Ann was just talking about, kind of almost like feeling it versus doing the steps. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think as a gymnast, it's just, you know, you're used to, you have to nail the steps. That's the most important thing.
Right.
So, I mean, as far as her performance, she's always going to nail it. Like, yeah. The likelihood of her stumbling or, you know, flat feet or the execution of the dance is always going to be done to perfection for mm-hmm. Simone.
Absolutely. Yeah, and her comment back about, you know, spending her whole life in the, well, whole life.
14 years. Yeah.
In a gym, I mean, that's legit.
Although, was the TJ thing the next dance? Or no, it was this one.
Was it TJ?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, you guys.
Oh, that was so cute. I love that.
I love that she was kind of... And what did he say? He was, like, enticing her, like, do you want to win? As if, like, she could... Get some bonus points. I like that.
Because that might, what we might interpret as, or what, you know, you see in the media as sexy and whatever, it might not be her approach, but she might be direct and somebody might appreciate that. And that's, you know, I don't know.
Well, and also, I mean, oh my gosh, it's like, she's 20. I mean, she's like
Have
a
you
40
seen some 20 year olds?
Young gal that's like, yeah, I know. But like... But, you know, she's 20, and, like, that's when you're supposed to be, like, chasing boys and flirting.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but I feel like there's this conflict. Because, like, for instance, there's today I was at work, and somebody showed me this picture of this girl. She was at the MTV Awards, mm-hmm. and she looked like she was 25, but she was 14. This is this actress. And it's kind of like I feel like we kind of expect, you know, women to be this, like, these sex pots, but then yet still when they're, you know, acting their age, she's even though she's giggly, she's mature. She's won. Yeah. She's been to the Olympics. She's won a gold medal. Yeah. So it's kind of like you're expecting her to be this, like, sex pot. And, you know, why can't she just be who she is?
I know. See, I like that about her. I think it's refreshing to just see her be, like, this sweet, innocent 20-year-old that's, like, kind of just... barely getting boy crazy and isn't like full fledged, you know?
I think she's always been boy crazy, but you know.
Yeah. I feel like for her, I don't know, you know, it's also just the discipline she has for training and she just like doesn't want to get distracted. And I also feel like she, for whatever reason, almost thinks that it's like off limits or she's not supposed to.
Well, I mean,
do that
she said Rashad was cute like a couple weeks ago.
Well, so yeah, because they're like pushing her over the edge.
Oh, well, Rashad is cute.
But Rashad is
cute. we'll agree there,
yeah. But speaking of emotion, the next performer, David Ross and Lindsay, did their just sentimental waltz.
Oh my gosh, love it.
So sweet. To Humble and Kind by Tim McGraw. First of all, I love that song. It's such a sweet song. Mm-hmm. And I mean, oh my gosh, just listening to Lindsay in the package describe David Ross, which I feel like isn't a surprise to anybody watching the show, because mm-hmm. like I feel like you just knew who he was.
Yeah, man of character and integrity for sure.
Yeah, from like just the very beginning, because you just get so much of his personality and like just how grounded he is.
Right.
I mean, I've always been a huge fan, but
I feel the same way, but now we're seeing a different side of him. Like in the mm-hmm. beginning, you know, when he was doing. Was that like that stripper? I still
Mike,
can't even
Magic Mike.
That Magic Mike one. It was just, like in the beginning, we're seeing definitely the funny side of him. Like he's definitely a guy that has a lot of sense of humor, likes to enjoy life, but also works hard, obviously. Mm-hmm. But with this particular dance, we were able to see kind of the softer side, right. and also execute it, and also have it be believable. So, and you know, it's just kind of like he's getting the, it took him a little bit longer to get the moves, because I feel in the first two dances, like, he was learning it. Now he's kind of, you know, it's kind of embodying him. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he's definitely, I'm happy that he got this far. Definitely. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see what happens next week.
I know, right? Yeah, we're going to. And then, so next up was the second round.
Hold on for 1 second. Live chat, I can see you guys. It's just kind of hard because there's just two of us. So, you know, I see, I'm reading all the comments. You guys are coming. I appreciate you guys for hopping the live chat. But it's kind of hard to do three things. So I'm seeing you guys.
We're working it all in. Yeah. So for the second round, it was the trio performances, which was so fun and unique. And I loved, like, all the pairings that they did. But the first pairing was Rashad and Emma They were paired with Whitney Carson, and they did an Argentine tango to a new rendition of the song Dreams. That was like a fun version of that song. And I mean, you knew that was going to be good because Rashad is so talented, but it was also just so funny because Emma and Whitney's dynamic, like just even in the rehearsals, were because they're besties and they're so excited to perform together.
Give me one second. We're actually having some technical difficulties, so keep talking.
We're having some technical difficulties.
Yes. So they can't see us on the screen. James. So
can't see us on the screen. Oops. But so anyway, we're going to keep talking. So their Argentine tango was super sexy. It was like an amazing storyline of sort of this temptation between two women. And I thought it was hilarious in the pre-package. Rashad was basically describing his rehearsals as him being the pole and Whitney and Emma were in gym class. So that was funny.
Wait. Who are we? Sorry, I was just kind of getting... Was this... Who are we on now?
Sorry, we're on the second round of competition.
Oh, yes. Rashad and Emma.
Rashad and Emma. And
oh, my gosh. I love this.
I know. We love this one.
So, this is... He came back with this one. I love it.
I agree. He was a little disconnected in the first performance.
But this one, he definitely... And then all the witty remarks. As far as dance-wise, there is some... It's his feet. Like, Len mentioned it again. Like, he just... It's kind of that last bit of getting everything together, but everything else was amazing. How he did the lifts with both Emma and Whitney, and it's just he has it, and he just like that one little thing. And I think if he were to get, and it kind of feels like it's like flopping. Like if he were to get kind of the execution of his feet as far as pointing or just kind of tightening it up a little bit more, that will be the difference like between him kind of making it and breaking through. Because if you think of it, Normani's been getting 10s and she's been, you know, perfect essentially. So if he were to break out and everything was great, the motion and the execution 100%, that would make a huge...
I know.
That would be a stiff competition.
I mean, obviously, because I'm not a professional dance judge, when I'm watching him, unless I really, like, make a point to look at his feet, his overall performance is so strong that, for me, that's not, you know, a red flag or anything. But I agree with you. I think that if that does, like, all come together, he's going to be on a whole nother level, which I feel like he's so close. And he really wants to work hard, and I feel like Emma is so committed to this partnership. So I'm rooting for him. I really want him to go. But it's interesting that like the footwork component is like tricky for him, given that he's, you know, he does all these like agility drills all the time. I mean, obviously, I know it's different, but what do you think about that?
Well, I think the agility drills definitely help him with like the stuff like the jive, like the fast stuff, didn't help with some other contestants or participants. But yeah, it's just, yeah, it's definitely a different thing, but I think if they drill it in next week, depending on what dance he has and all this other stuff, I hope he does.
It seems like it's sort of come up in every dance style. They always comment on it.
I think him and David, it's they've been... Yeah, I know David's gotten those, received those comments as well. So I don't know if it's an athlete thing as far as.
I mean, maybe because they're used to being so solid on their feet, or maybe it's like a balance thing. Wasn't he also? I think Bruno was saying something about him like sitting back more, or like his body position.
Yeah, depending on the dance. But I think that was a couple weeks ago. So
no, I swear he said something
last week or tonight. Oh, I didn't hear that.
He said something like, if you just sort of sit back a little further, he was like too far forward.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He said that. Okay. Yeah. But so maybe it's like this little tweak and he'll just
connect.
Click. And
I know. I'm really excited as far as improvement. Like he's not 60 to 100. Like he's that close. So it feels like I'm hoping regardless if he wins or not, as far as the looks and the aesthetics of it all, mm-hmm. like the performance, mm-hmm. like I'm hoping he's going to have those performances. Because I think back to, I think that performance where he was talking about his father or something like that, where it was executed amazing. So, like, you know, I even got a little teary-eyed. Like, it was executed so well that you forgot him as a person and just enjoyed the dance.
Right.
So I'm hoping that that's going to happen.
But that was also a contemporary dance.
Yes.
And I feel like the feet aren't as much of an issue in contemporary, right?
Yeah, they're not as. Because
I mean, contemporary, stiff. You can kind of break all the rules, right?
To an extent.
Yes.
To an extent.
So, but in the second round of competition, the next trio was Normani, Val, and Alan.
And Bonner.
And Bonner, yes, had a little cameo at the end. That was amazing. They did a jive to Feeling Alive by Earl St. Clair. And first of all, Alan is such a good sport. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's kind of gotten picked on a little bit this season. Well, in a good way.
Yeah.
Because he's the young one. But he just, like, he just rises to the occasion. And I thought that he was such a good addition to this performance.
Oh, my God. This performance was amazing. I don't know if I'm not sure if taking off the shirts was planned or not, but how they timed it was perfect. So
I know.
Yeah, it was definitely a like Val took it off, and then like Alan took it off later, and it's just like, oh, I don't know if that was, but you know, this definitely works.
I know, I kind of didn't think that it was, because I don't know if you could see, but there was like almost like a microphone or something hanging from his shirt.
Oh yeah.
Like, and then
you're right.
Kind of tell that maybe that wasn't planned
yeah.
because they probably wouldn't have mic'd him all the way down his arm or something. So anyway, way to just throw that in, guys.
Yeah. Well, great performance. However, I do agree with Len where, you know, the dancing on the table was great, awesome. However, I felt like there could have still been, they're leaving parts of what the dance was all about. Like, if she was doing a performance where this is not a dance competition, it would have been amazing. Excuse me. However, that there was just certain parts that she was missing from the elements of the jive.
Yeah. I don't know. I loved it, and I loved, like, watching her do two contrasting performances. I mean, they obviously couldn't have been more different.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was amazing seeing just the diversity in her talent ability, basically, and, like, bringing such different energy to the stage in one night. I thought it was incredible, and it just, like, for me, just put her in a whole nother category.
And her outfit was amazing.
And her outfit was insane.
Very Daisy. Was
Daisy Duke.
Yeah, what movie is that again?
What is it with us in movies? Dukes of Hazzard.
That's right.
Love, this little, cute shorts. And I loved how Bonner made the cameo at the end. That was adorable.
It's cute.
So
I do
cute.
Like it.
Great touch. And then the next trio, speaking of Bonner, was Bonner and Sharna and Britt Stewart.
Jazz.
Oh, they did a jazz to That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. And I feel like that was a little awkward.
It was. I love the choreography was amazing. However, the girls were amazing.
The girls were
He amazing. Just didn't sell it because it could be either he was uncomfortable in doing it, or like there were certain moves where it required his back to kind of do a movement that I haven't really seen him do. However, the jump from the floor to the table was
great. Impressed that he was able to do that. Neck.
Yeah. So I kind of would love to see either David or Rashad do this dance instead of Bonner.
I know, that's what you said.
Yeah.
It just obviously would have been more believable. I mean, I feel like that's one of those performances where you have to, like, commit to, like, the nth degree to, like, really make it, like, fun and entertaining. Otherwise, like, I think Julianne said it felt like she was watching a security camera tape of, like, something weird going on that you weren't supposed to see.
Yeah, but even if it was a security card, like, take, for instance, Rashad. The whole storyline with them in their trio where, you know, there's a temptress and all this other stuff. Like, that was believable.
Mm-hmm.
And it should have been kind of the same thing with him. It's like, okay, he has two secretaries in his room, in his office that he can do anything with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that should be even more believable because they're both on the same page. So essentially you're doing something that all all parties are agreeing to do. Yeah. So, you know, everybody should be in the same direction. And it seemed like everybody was, except for him. It was very uncomfortable.
You know, one thing that was interesting, when Keo was here last week, he was talking about how some of the people on the show, it's like you're either in one category or the other. You're either the person that's like, doesn't really do that well in dress rehearsals,
right,
but then like, rises to the occasion on the night of the show and like just is so motivated by the live audience and the dances or the costumes, the lights, everything. And he was saying he's unfortunately one of the people who like kills it in the dress rehearsal and all the practices. People are like, whoa, this guy's legit. He's like really a dancer.
Who, Bonner?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Bonner, for whatever reason, when he comes out... like, for the live show, it's, like, not usually as good as it is in practice. And because I kind of was excited watching the package because he seemed so into this whole,
yeah,
like,
he had little comebacks and the...
Yeah. Yeah. And he seemed like he really was, like, obsessed with their, like, new pro, Brittany, or Britt. And, you know, he seemed into the storyline. He was excited about the performance. And then it was sort of, like, lackluster. It just seemed like he was holding back a little bit.
Yeah, especially even the part where he's on the table... And, you know, he's essentially center stage, and it's just kind of like he just did not... He seemed very uncomfortable.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. But in the package, he seemed, like, all about it.
Yeah.
And he was into it. And then also it being jazz, it also, to me, seemed, like, a little slow. Like, I mean, I feel like jazz is, like, a little bit more...
I don't know. Like, I felt like the everything about this dance was amazing aside from his performance. Like, I feel like the music was awesome. Like, just how, you know, yeah... I think the judges felt like it was a little bit more risky because of him, because he made everybody else feel uncomfortable. Whereas, because, for instance, the stuff that Rashad did, his dance, could have been on the risky side. Like, he was, you know, feeling up hips and doing all types of stuff that you can interpret in a sexual way.
Right.
But it was fine because you believed it.
Right.
So I think it just made everybody feel uncomfortable because it's just like, oh, okay, like, you seem uncomfortable, so now I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So...
I know, and that was just sort of... It's a bummer that that was his, like, final performance.
Yeah.
Because he is... I should give him more credit. I feel like I've been a little hard on him tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe it's because, you know, he was obviously the one that ended up going home. But, I mean, he is a good dancer.
Yeah.
I just think that... For whatever reason, tonight he didn't seem like he really brought the energy.
Right.
It was almost like he maybe knew he was going
well,
home.
I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been... I was shocked last week, but I would have been even more, like, if he made it to next week, I would have been like, okay, there's something
Well, it going seemed on. Like that would have also, like, really made... The judge is upset given, like, Len's comments.
Right.
And I almost think that that's why they gave him, like, such low scores
mm-hmm.
to, like, ensure that that wouldn't happen or something.
You think it was, like, a setup?
Kind
like, he's
of,
going home.
I feel like Len was pissed. And
right.
he was just,
but
like...
But those scores count for next... Wait, those scores count for next week? Or did they total the scores?
Yeah, those count for next week. So
okay.
I guess it would have been to ensure he didn't make it.
Next, yeah. Well,
the
you know,
next
I'm sure
anyway,
we might have missed.
He was like, they were trying to come up with some kind of roadblock.
Well, I mean, it's not like he was compared to everybody else that's left in the field,
yeah.
As far as work to do to become, and nobody's perfect, but as far as work to do to get, you know, earn those 10s or earn those
right.
9s, he wasn't making the cut. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, Rashad has a little bit to go. Simone has, you know, one element to work on. David has one element to work on. And, like, Bonner has, you know, 5. So, you know, it's just...
Yeah, so true. And speaking of Simone, they were the fourth trio. And we have one more performance after that. But it was Simone and Sasha with another Brittany
mm-hmm.
Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a pasodoble.
I love this.
To Don't Let Me Down.
I don't know if Simone was pissed, but... I don't know if she was upset at the comment, because the only time she really smiled was the time she did the flip. And the rest of the time she was in character.
Pissed.
Yeah, but she was pissed, but she was in character. It wasn't like, you know, it was a happy dancing. So I don't know if she
maybe
was pissed.
Maybe the judges did that on purpose.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if she was pissed or this is the emotion that she was trying to get in order to do the dance.
Yeah.
But it was believable. I loved it. And, Yeah, that's when that comment came. So, I mean.
Yeah, she's a little sassy.
Smiling doesn't win. Smiling doesn't win you gold medals. Yes.
Boom. That was intense. But it was also interesting how, you know, they paired her with another professional female as opposed to a professional male.
Yeah. I heard Sasha talking about it. I don't know if I missed it. I don't know if it was his choice or the judge's choice for that.
I thought that they were saying that the judges picked who
the partner was.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it was Sasha's partner as Sasha wanted a female or as far as sex. I didn't know which way, which.
But I actually thought that absolutely worked in her favor because I agree. Like, she could have either sort of got lost in the mix, obviously dancing next to two pros. But I thought she totally stood her own and was so strong.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I loved seeing that side to her because she just had her don't mess with me face the whole time, which was amazing.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely better than the first.
Better than the first.
It was just a different side. I guess it was more the side that the judges were looking for, I guess.
So. And that could be the difference for next week.
Yeah.
For, you know, folks who thought that Simone wasn't showing that emotion and weren't voting for her because of that. Yeah. Now that they see this little bit of sass, they're like, oh, okay. She's she's a fighter, but now she has that, you know, like, fiery personality.
They know that she really wants it.
Right.
You know?
But I don't know. It was just perfect. It wasn't too much. It wasn't, like, rude, but it was like, lady, I'm an Olympian.
I know. It kind of put Carrie Ann in her place. She was doing the smack after, which was, I was like, touche. And then the last trio of the night was David and Lindsay and Haley. They did another paso doble to an interesting rendition of Gangster in Paradise. And I actually thought that was awesome. And I was really wanting this performance to be like amazing because the concept was so cool.
The concept was amazing. The dance wasn't.
I know. I almost think that he was trying to. I think he was distracted by like his own intensity.
Right. Maybe. I don't know, but even the moves, it would.
Because we've seen him do a paso doble before, and it was way better.
Yeah. I don't know. It felt like I felt the the story was great, but the move. I don't know. I don't know what.
I know, but actually, though, I mean. I didn't think it was that bad. I thought that his scores were pretty low. I mean, he got 3 7s and an 8.
Well, we're coming into semis now.
I know.
But it kind of feels like if you judged the last tier of dances against everybody else, that was definitely the lower end of it. Well, then there's Bonner. But I'm not even including Bonner anymore in the equation. It's just it's just kind of like he's getting it. And that, as far as the concept was great as far as the music, the storyline, but the choreography was weird. And, you know, as far as when he was doing the turns and bringing the girls inside and kind of turning them out, we naturally are stronger in one arm versus the other. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of see there's like some hiccups with that. A lot
going
on. It was
a pretty, like, elaborate dance for it being, like, the second. Like, the fact that he had to prepare two performances, that was, you know, kind of a bold move from Lindsay. I mean, I think that comes from a positive place. I think she just really wants him to do well and knows that he's a good dancer and has such a solid following and really believes in him. So I think she was kind of just trying to take it to the next level, but I just don't think the execution was totally there, which was disappointing. But he's still in it.
He is. I mean, a lot of people in the chat are saying that, you know, next week is
his last week,
which makes sense.
Yeah,
but you know, we'll see. There's
been a lot of shockers on this season of Dancing with the Stars, like all seasons. But I feel like this season more so. There's been a lot of interest, like just the order. It seems like for eliminations, there's been a couple people that. Well, Bonner was eliminated tonight, and Sharna.
But that was expected.
Right, but I think that a lot of people probably assumed that that would have happened, including Len, thought that would have happened
earlier
a couple episodes ago. So we obviously weren't surprised by that. Yeah.
Not at all.
So let's talk more about the remaining four finalists that we're going to see next week, because curious to hear your predictions.
First off, let me just shout out the people in the live chat. Thank you for alerting us to the whole technical issues. It will be fixed after the show's ended, so you can actually see, you know, our hand movements and gestures. So shout out to Mrs.
Lucky
D.
Lucky you guys.
I know. Mrs. D. Anari. I'm terrible with names, so I apologize. But Anari, definitely, you were giving a lot of great pointers, so appreciate that. I saw that. Jasmine Jones, Kia Dredd, and Annie. Thank you. You realize that I'm terrible with names. So Annie, shout out to you guys in the live chat. Appreciate it. I saw all your comments. Definitely, you guys... You know, you guys are killing in the live chats. I do a lot of shows, and you guys are very involved, so we appreciate it.
We so appreciate it.
I don't know. What do you think as far as predictions for next week?
Well, I would say me personally, I mean, I think Normani and Val are sort of like the ones to beat.
Yeah, take off the throne.
Yeah. But I think, and I mean, I also love Rashad, and I feel like, I don't know. I'm not really sure where to put, like, Simone in, like, the mix right now.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's Rashad, Normani, and Simone. I'd be surprised if David makes it, but anything's possible. I mean,
but I feel like David has such a cult following.
Yeah, it's really up to...
Honestly,
It's a couple things. We could take a couple things into fact to chance. You know, people think that Normani's at the top, so then, you know, they won't really vote for her. They might vote for someone else, might cause an issue. Rashad might have a misstep and, you know, not connect with the dance, so that might be an issue. Simone, she might be going back to smiling on a dance that requires something more, a little bit more of an emotion, so that might be an issue. So it's kind of like you can play into all those factors, but if we're just to go off of what I've seen thus far, it's definitely Normani, Rashad, and Simone. And I don't know. I can't call it, like, you just...
I feel like I would be shocked if Normani and Rashad weren't for sure in the finals. So, like, the toss-up is between Simone and David.
Yeah. Tammy says Normani, Rashad, Simone, then David. I don't know, because... It's Simone gets it all together, and she could pull out some really cool tricks... Then, you know, that would work. Then that would definitely change the scoring of everything. Because she's a gymnast. She does flips and all this other stuff. And Normani could definitely do a few of those, but not to the level that Simone can. So if they've been saving it to do something crazy, then that might, you know, do the wow factor. Then that will blow Rashad out of the water.
Right. So. But also, I mean, in terms of scores, obviously, Julianne sort of said that, you know, it's like 50% the judges' scores and 50% who America decides to vote for. And in terms of scores, I mean, David is, like, significantly lower.
Right.
His total at the end of the night was 65 out of 80. And I don't think anyone else was really that close to that low of a total. So it's like, it's just all going to come down to... America deciding.
Yeah,
so.
I don't see, we might be surprised.
I know. I'm sort of...
I'm kind of almost hoping for that, even though I don't want, like, I'm hoping there could be two alternate universes so we could see both and everybody's happy, but, you know.
Just win? Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately not.
Unfortunately not. No, we want to see a winner. This has been a hard competitive season. So make sure to tune in next week, you guys, because it's just continuing to get more and more exciting.
Oh, here's a little fact from Miss D. She said, if Simone beats out David, it will be an all-African-American finale. I think that's the first.
That's so true. So
that's a possibility.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Okay, you guys, thanks for tuning in, and be sure to be back next Monday night as we discuss next week's amazing and exciting episode 9. Yes. And I'm Tara Tenor. You can find me on all social media platforms at Tara Tenor and TK.
Smiles don't win gold medals. Shout out to Trini Boy for hopping on the chat late. However, thank you guys for tuning in. Keep all those comments coming. As far as iTunes, 5 stars are better. We don't want anything else don't bother. You can follow me on, or you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. And I appreciate your comments, whether good or bad, because it makes us better. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, you guys. See you next week.
Ciao.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.